Greetings, stationers, and welcome to another episode of the Revelation Station Jukebox. This is the last of these Peter Gabriel-focused minisodes. I hope you've enjoyed them and you've discovered some tracks that you didn't know about. This time around, I want to draw your attention to a song from a film soundtrack, 1995's Strange Days. It's a track by Deep Forest called While the Earth Sleeps. So if you haven't heard the song, or if you just need a reminder, here's a little clip for you. Strange Days was planted in the mind of producer James Cameron around 1986, and it eventually found its way to Cameron's ex-wife, Catherine Bigelow, who was drawn to the dark and edgy story. Together they fleshed out the concept, with Cameron focusing on the romance and Bigelow leaning into the film's gritty atmosphere and social commentary. It's set in a dystopian 1999 LA. Ex-cop Lenny Nero, here played by Ralph Fiennes, deals in illegal squid recordings. Memories you can live through, recorded onto mini-discs in the film. He obtains a disc which contains a brutal murder involving a powerful figure. And, aided by his bodyguard Mace, played by Angela Bassett, Lenny dives into a nightmarish conspiracy, navigating a city on the edge and facing his own troubled past. Filming took place entirely in Los Angeles during the summer and fall of 1994, mirroring the real-life tensions surrounding the O.J. Simpson trial and the Rodney King riots. The filmmakers even faced challenges securing locations, with only 4 hours granted to shoot a scene in the city's subway. Notably, the movie's futuristic tech, the squid experience, required them to invent a special camera rig to capture the frenetic, subjective viewpoint it offered. It's a dark film, and not to everyone's tastes. About the band. Deep Forest is the name adopted by the French electronic duo of Michel Sanchez and Eric Mouquet. they make a style of world music that mixes ethnic sounds and music with dance beats. They released their first album, Deep Forest, sometimes known as World Mix, in 1992, and it sold 3 million copies, although it's no longer available due to copyright disputes over the use of samples of indigenous peoples. They were nominated for a Grammy in 1994 for Best World Music Album, and they actually won it in 1995. They were originally slated to provide the full soundtrack to Strange Days, and early advertising indicated as such, but in the end provided just 2 new tracks, While the Earth Sleeps and Choral Lounge, along with 2 existing tracks, Anastasia and Bohemian Ballet. Graham Revell eventually composed the score. But before we listen to a bit more of the song, here's a word from our sponsors.
Live! Live!
Gary? What are you doing down here in the basement? What's with all the shouting?
Igor, my creation, it's coming to life!
It's Simon. Who is Igor?
Igor, the time is at hand. Throw the switch!
Yeah, it's still Simon. What switch? What the hell have you been doing down here in the basement?
I'm trying to bring back to life that which was once dead.
You mean your love life?
No, not my love life. It'll take more than electricity to... Never mind that, never mind that. This thing here on the table before you.
Where the hell did you get all those body parts? You can see that. There's a bit of chicken, a bit of pig. Is that a bit of a donkey?
Oh, yes. He's going to be very popular with the ladies.
Are you mad?
Mad? Me? Mad? No, I don't think so. Mother had me tested. Quite a lot of things, actually. Hell of a lot of things now I think about it.
And did you pass them?
Yes, absolutely. Positive results for all of them.
Positive? Well, you know that means...
Look, just throw the switch. This cadaver isn't getting any younger.
Okay, anything for a quiet life. What, is it this switch here?
Yes, yes. Live, my beauty! Live! What? No! Not now! Simon, have you got 50p for the meter?
The meter? I thought you were using the lightning.
How am I supposed to do that? I've only got a 13-amp plug on this thing.
I thought our bill was a bit mental. Anyway, no, I don't have any money.
What am I to do? How can I raise money to carry on?
Well, you could always appeal to our listeners. They could donate to us through buymeacoffee.com.
Really?
Yes. They simply send us the cost of a coffee, about $3, and that goes directly into running the podcast. Although, I'm going to have to say, not your crazy experiments.
Well, it's a good job there are so many nice people out there who are prepared to sponsor us.
There are. And thank you to everybody who's sponsored us already. You can go to buymeacoffee.com, search for Revelation Station, and you'll find us there. You can donate a coffee, put it to good use doing things like this play what Gary wrote.
I was working in my lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Oh, no.
version of the song that appeared on the soundtrack album is an edited version with the full-length track released on the CD single. It plays over the end credits to the movie. It features samples taken from Shashvi Kakabi, performed by Sinan Dali Choir, and the traditional Mongol song Ovgon Chuvu. Another part is sampled from a Bulgarian folk song, although it was claimed by Risto Pulesky, a North Macedonian singer, that it actually came from a song that he had written in 1960. He didn't make any further legal claim on the song, and it was never corroborated. Released in 1995 in the wake of the movie, this is a typical mid-90s Peter Gabriel track. Although it's not in his musical style, it embraces exactly the sort of world music that influenced him at the time. It's interesting to know that although it's a very upbeat dance tune, Peter doesn't seem out of place. It's hard to imagine Phil Collins getting involved in this sort of project. I mean, and that's not a slight against Phil, but it does demonstrate the point I sometimes make about Peter being the most progressive musician. He doesn't stand still, he rarely repeats himself, and he's always looking for new sounds and technology to play with. He pushes boundaries, and that's why he gets involved with this, or with Hot Chip, or with One Republic. Whether you like his later music or not, you have to admit it's the essence of progressive. This track? Well, I think it sounds like someone made it in their bedroom. It's a bit soulless, but at the same time, I quite like listening to it. At the risk of sounding like a dad, which to be fair I am, it has a good beat. This version is too long though, far, far too long, so I imagine the album version makes for a more enjoyable listen. It's repetitive, and Peter doesn't really do much, but hey, when has that ever stopped him? He was neck deep, no pun intended, in world music during the 1990s, so this track comes as no great surprise in his catalogue of collaborations. If anything, it's a bit more interesting than some of his other team-ups in this period. So, there it is. Thanks for listening. Have you heard this track, or will you be seeking it out? Have I totally nailed it, or am I way off base? Hit me up at revelationstationpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. And you can also send feedback on any past episodes to the same address. Or let me know if there are any songs you'd like me to cover in a future Jukebox episode. This episode is being released a whole week early for our amazing patrons. It's just a little perk for you for being a subscriber. For just a quid a month, you get early access to all episodes, plus bonus episodes throughout the year. Head over to www.patreon.com/revelationstationpodcast, all one word, to find out more. Of course, if you're not quite ready to join the Rocksteady crew, you can get access to 10 past Jukebox episodes by tossing the price of a coffee our way over at buymeacoffee.com. Just search for the Revelation Station podcast, or if you prefer, the links should be in the show notes. Don't forget to check out our website, revelationstationpodcast.com, or find us on Facebook. That's it from the Revelation Station Jukebox for now. That's the last of the Peter Gabriel collaboration episodes. I will be back in future with more episodes. Keep an eye on your feeds. But for now, take care. See you soon.